A board member blindsides you with a public attack. Your team misses a critical deadline. A competitor launches a product that threatens your entire strategy. In these moments, what separates exceptional leaders from the rest isn't intelligence or experience. It's the ability to pause. Real-Time Leadership by David Noble and Carol Kaufman has captivated Fortune 500 CEOs precisely because it addresses this universal challenge. How do you make wise decisions when there's no time to think? The book introduces the MOVE framework, a systematic approach for creating space between crisis and response. Viktor Frankl once observed that between stimulus and response lies our power to choose. What Noble and Kaufman contribute is a practical methodology for accessing that power when everything is on the line. This isn't theoretical philosophy. It's a battle-tested system used by executives, diplomats, and sports leaders who face high-stakes decisions daily. Most leaders excel in one dimension while remaining blind in others. The MOVE framework requires mindful alertness across three inseparable dimensions. The external dimension focuses on what you need to accomplish: goals, priorities, challenges. When Stevie became the youngest transformation head at her $40 billion company, she needed razor-sharp awareness of complex labor laws while reducing the workforce by 3,000 people. The internal dimension involves understanding yourself, your strengths, values, mindset, and growth needs. Marcus, a brilliant energy CEO, had hyper-focused on external challenges while neglecting his internal development. The board required coaching because his leadership style had alienated colleagues. The interpersonal dimension requires understanding what others need from you. CEO surveys reveal three common shortcomings: not listening, talking too much, and being impatient. True mastery requires balancing all three dimensions simultaneously. The most powerful question for accessing this awareness is, who do I want to be right now? This creates an inflection point that interrupts automatic responses and allows for conscious choice. Your crisis response reveals your default leadership stance: confront immediately, gather information first, support others, or observe quietly. These represent four stances: lean in with decisive action, lean back to analyze, lean with to collaborate, or don't lean by observing. The problem isn't having a default, it's being stuck in it. Like a tennis player limited to four hands, leaders using only one approach will eventually fail. Jack, a perfectionist leader, relied solely on leaning in for accountability, causing team pain. When coached to try leaning with, he realized he'd never prepared for the people aspect of meetings, only content. By slowing down, acknowledging other strengths, and softening his tone, Jack discovered one new interpersonal option opened doors to more. True leadership agility means having all four stances available, whether giving direct feedback, offering analytical observations, suggesting improvements supportively, or creating reflective space. Choose the stance that aligns with both the situation and your strengths. Effective pivoting between stances requires five essential qualities, the five C's: calm, clear, curious, compassionate, and courageous. These create the foundation for mindful alertness during challenging situations. Calm means maintaining steadiness despite chaos. Diaphragmatic breathing or a two-minute meditation before meetings can dramatically shift your decision-making capacity. Clear allows you to see situations accurately without distortion. Instead of "John is being difficult," notice specifics. John raised objections to three proposals and spoke louder than usual. This objectivity leads to more effective responses. Curious maintains openness to gather information rather than jumping to conclusions. Questions like, "What leads you to that conclusion?" transform confrontations into collaborative dialogues. Compassionate helps you empathize rather than criticize. When team members make mistakes, focus on learning and growth rather than blame. Courageous enables you to face challenges despite fear. Giving direct feedback to senior colleagues or admitting mistakes publicly builds trust and integrity. These aren't fixed traits, but skills developed through practice. Samir demonstrated this by recognizing his low compassion before a contentious meeting, then deliberately choosing a compassionate stance that transformed potential confrontation into productive dialogue. After becoming mindfully alert, generate multiple options rather than defaulting to habitual approaches. Research shows that conceiving multiple pathways significantly increases goal achievement. Combining willpower with way power, the ability to generate several viable paths, adds resilience and persistence, reliably improving success. COO Akash discovered this when facing criticism about his heavy governance approach. Despite previous success, his dashboard-heavy management style failed when metrics turned red and team members pushed back. Through coaching, Akash identified his default approach and began exploring alternatives for different risk scenarios. Creating an options generator involves examining either-or questions and using the four stances to unlock possibilities beyond default patterns. For each challenge, develop at least four viable approaches, a pipeline of possibilities that increases success likelihood. When outcomes are highly uncertain, generate more options through scenario and contingency planning. Analyze factors affecting outcomes, from macroeconomic growth to cybersecurity risks, to develop what-if scenarios. Pay special attention to both worst-case and best-case scenarios, ensuring you're prepared for threats while positioned to capitalize on opportunities. Even with multiple options, leaders can make disastrous decisions if their perception of reality is distorted. Amanda, pressured by her board to grow faster, initially pushed for a major acquisition and pressured her CFO for unrealistic projections. When challenged, she recognized her pattern of seeing things as I want them to be rather than as they are. By validating her perspective, she avoided a costly acquisition and developed sustainable growth strategies. An ideal vantage point has four essential qualities: clarity, like 20/20 vision; right resolution, neither too detailed nor too vague; right scope, neither too wide nor too narrow; and peripheral vision to catch distant signals. To validate your vantage point, consider four knowledge categories: what you know, what you know you don't know, what you don't know you know, and what you don't know you don't know. Be particularly vigilant about three threats: blind spots, missing parts of your understanding, being blindsided, painful surprises you confidently missed, and being blind, deeply ingrained beliefs you don't realize you have. Counter these by maintaining a broad network of advisors, taking critical feedback seriously, and practicing the 5 C's when receiving challenging information. Extraordinary leadership isn't about perfection. It's about consistently creating space between stimulus and response, then choosing aligned actions. The best leaders don't just visit that space during crises, they live there. What defines them isn't achievements, but qualities like integrity, self-awareness, courage, humility, and kindness, the internal dimension most leaders neglect. Extraordinary leaders are clear on their life's contribution. Your purpose isn't discovered, but uncovered by asking what you loved as a child and how those passions connect to your current work. Neuroscience shows you can positively change behavior by repeatedly renewing your intention. You'll inevitably lose balance. The key is quickly regaining it through radical acceptance, failing well, and slowly improving. What you emanate creates ripple effects. By cultivating your best self, you inspire others to improve. The question isn't whether you'll face testing moments, you will. It's whether you'll react from habit or respond from wisdom. In a world moving faster every day, your ability to pause, reflect, and choose defines not just your leadership, but your legacy.